Okay, the goal of this year is going to be to mechazik ourselves during these weeks of Shovim, Shmos, Ve'erev, Bo, B'Shalach, Yisrael, Mishpatim, to mechazik ourselves specifically in the Yanim of Kedusha. We know these are the parshas the Jewish people go down to Mitzrayim, and they're brought out from Mitzrayim, and it's the time when the Jewish people struggled. They were in Erevot Ha'aretz, they were in the dirtiest of all lands when it comes to holiness. It was a land that was filled with impure behaviors, and the Jewish people, as they leave Mitzrayim, they get ready for Har Sinai, and we as a whole, as we get ready to receive the Parshas when we receive the Torah. So we try and purify ourselves these weeks, along with the Jewish people. The Sfarim speak at great length about the opportunity a person has to connect to a greater level of holiness, to strive for more holiness, especially in the realm of Shmiras Bris and Shmiras Einayim and all these Inyanim. And like I said, the goal of these Shiurim will be to be give us Eitzah, specific advice on how to be mechazik ourselves in these Inyanim at these times before Mashiach. So I'm reading from a Sefer called Yisod Sion, a Sefer I just picked up recently, and it's a nice Sefer. It has a bunch of different chapters when it comes to be mechazik ourselves during this time. One of the chapters is on Limud Torah, more specifically how Limud Torah could help us strive for higher levels of holiness. So let's read the first piece inside. Zeramud mi bittel Torah, right? The first piece is trying to get us to understand how careful we have to be when it comes to being serious about our learning. We shouldn't come easily distracted from learning. Ki godo avonu min ha'sama, v'gam gorim la'ora ha'avon. Right? When a person isn't careful, and we're not careful about, when I sit down to learn, I'm learning. I'm not getting distracted by anything. I'm not letting anything take away from me, whether it's in thoughts or in action. I'm not letting anything come in the way between me and the Sefer. I'm learning. I've dedicated this time to learning Torah, and that's what's happening. So when we don't do that, unfortunately, it's the start of a slippery slope, he writes, and can cause greater sins. So we're going to talk a little bit about the mitzvah of Limud Torah for a minute here. So he quotes the Gemara Shabbos that says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, La'olam alim na'adam atzman beis ha-midrash midivrei Torah, that a person should never keep themselves from getting to the beis midrash from studying Torah. We have to constantly be striving to study more Torah. V'afilu b'shas misa, and even when a person's at the time of his death, a person needs to strive to constantly be trying to study Torah, to be connected to Hashem's machshava, Hashem's thoughts that He's given us through the giving of the Torah. And the more connected we are with Torah, the more we realize how essential it is. The more we realize that itchaim hil machazikim bo, it's a tree of life for those who grab onto it. And it needs to constantly be held onto. Vafilu b'shas misa, even the time of a person's death. Shenamar, the pasuk says, Zos ha-Torah adam ki mos behol. This is the Torah of a person when he's dying in the tent. A person who's passing away. And the Gemara explains that. Afilu b'shas misa tehe osig b'torah. In a simple way, even when a person's at his time of death, he needs to be learning Torah. But Reish Lakish says, Ein devar Torah mitkayim el b'misha m'mayit atzma aleha. Shenamar, Zos ha-Torah adam ki mos behol. So Reish Lakish says, no, you know what this means? It means that if a person really wants to learn Torah in a way where it affects them, where it changes who they are, it makes them actually a holier person, right? Because sometimes we learn Torah, right? And we ask ourselves, did this really change who I am? Did this make me a holier person? Did this make me stronger in withstanding all the taivos of this world? So Reish Lakish says, if you want to learn Torah in a way where it actually changes you, it gives you more strength against all the opposing forces of the world, it gives you more strength against your Yetzer Hara, what's the Eitzah? It's only going to be successful. You'll only be successful with this if shemamit atzma, shemes atzma. If a person, as if we sacrifice ourselves over it, right? It's such mesiras nefesh when we learn Torah. It's as if we're giving all the energy we have in our body when we learn this Torah. That's true Torah learning. Torteinu hakadosha, Torah chayim hi. The Torah that we learn is a living Torah. Ki chayim heim lemotzeihem, right? It's life for those that speak it. Ki motzi matzei lechayim. A person who's osik in Torah is truly osik in life. This is true living, right? Tzaddikim are called living even when they die. Risharim are called dead even when they're alive because they're not being osik in Torah. It's a tree of life for those who grab onto it. But if we're not grabbing onto it, so is it a tree of life? Are we living? Are we really in touch with the fact that our soul is gasping for air? It's gasping for true air, for true life. Chaim she'enam nigmarim okalim, right? A life of Torah is a life that doesn't end. It's a life that doesn't get extinguished. Ve'in lecha rega echad b'chayecha sh'ata bata bo mili b'torah. U'kishim she'en b'nasham ha'bito mita, kach e'en b'torah chas v'sham b'to. Just like in life, right? A body dies, Right? A body stops working, and a neshama keeps going on, and a neshama has more existence. Its existence goes beyond this world, so too Torah. Torah doesn't stop. Torah is never mevatel. Right? Torah doesn't stop even when a person stops learning it. The existence of the Torah and the strength of the Torah continues to go on. When it comes to death, death is only relevant when we talk about things of this world, physical things. Bittel yishba enyanim achomrim. Hefse kayim bitzarche aguf. Right? This only is, death is only, it's only relevant when you talk about physical things. We talk about physical existence. It's not relevant when it comes to spiritual matters. Ach b'inei ha-neshama ein misa. Bittel v'hefseid. Chin gam b'shas misa shi shas. Bittel aguf v'inyonav ha-neshama mamshich l'chios. That's right at the time of a person's death. Right? When their body dies, the neshama keeps living on. Mazona hiatura. What's the food for the neshama? After the body stops working, the only thing that goes on past this world is the neshama. What's the food for the neshama? What does it eat? It's the Torah. Hamakayimos habibachinas kiyom nitzchi. The Torah that a person learns, that's the food that they have for all time. We think very often that Torah learning is nice, for, you know, it's nice to do for a few minutes. It affects us in this world. Torah gives us tremendous strength for all time. Right? When we really osek in Torah, when we ma'at atzma, all of it, right? I put everything I in, I exhaust myself over learning Torah. When a person does that, not only do they have food for the next world, like he's saying here, but you know what? We actually have spiritual food for this world. When it comes to living a life of Kedusha, of living Kedusha, of going from one level to the next in holiness, and constantly being mechazik oneself, that the medium which brings us from one level to the next needs to be the Torah of Kedusha. It's what carries a person. It's what carries a person way beyond this world. Of course, he carries a person within this world. When a person connects, when we're able to connect the Torah in such a real way, we realize how nitzchi it is, how eternal it is. We then have the opportunity to see everything else that's not nitzchias, everything that's stuck in physicality, as just that. Short term. Not lasting. Temporary. And the more we surround ourselves with items that have an eternal nature, Torah, our neshama, the more these other things seem so cheap. Seem like all of a sudden they lose a little bit less attraction, they lose a little bit less value in our eyes. Rabbeinu Agadol HaRambam Katav. Talmud Shagol Megalan Rabbi Yimo Shnemer V'chayo Selo Kedei Sheyichya. Right, that when a student, a person, let's say, by accident kills another person, so they're exiled to the city of refuge. So when this person is exiled to the city of refuge, not only are they exiled, but also their Rav, their rabbi is exiled with them. V'chay, because the Pesach says V'chay, that you should provide a life for this person who's sent to the city of refuge. O Selo Kedei Sheyichya, you have to provide with him, provide for him so that he's able to live. So we learned something beautiful from this Rambam. A person who's not connected to Torah, a person who's not connected to true Chachma, is considered as if he's dead. We see that this murderer, he's obligated to go into Galus. He's obligated to live in the city of refuge. But if his Rav, if his rabbi doesn't come with him into the city of refuge, kilu horegedoto v'inach over al hakos v'chai. It's as if they actually killed him. They killed this accidental murderer. They didn't let him go to the city of refuge. Because the pasuk says, V'chai, you have to provide for him enough that he's considered living. If a person doesn't have his Rav, he's not considered living. If he's not connected to Torah in such a real way, how could he be called living? Ki him chayenu v'orech yameinu. It's our life. Amount a person could live in the Torah. They could live through the Torah. They could live with the Torah. This is our life as the Jewish people. And unfortunately, when we're removed from learning Torah in a way where we're really, really mevatel ourselves over it, we really sacrifice ourselves, and it's hard. It's hard Torah. And we put all we can into it, put all we can into getting a greater appreciation of it, a greater understanding of it. The more we do that, the more we're able to be mechazek ourselves in Kedusha. Because there's nothing more detrimental to the Yetzer Hara, to the Yetzer Hara's success, than us being moser nefesh ourselves for the holy Torah, the living Torah. The Yetzer Hara is just trying to convince us to live a life that's not real living. It's a life of death, right? It's a life of waste. But the more we mechazik ourselves in really investing in Torah, in living with Torah, in tapping into the aura of Torah, the kiyim chayenu, the itz chayim hi, the life of Torah. It's a living Torah to us. We don't just learn it and, you know, we forget about it. We don't just learn it because that's what we signed up for every day, that we learn this amount, or because we said we'd go to the shir. It's not just a stam thing, but we're living within the Torah. Our Torah's on fire. We're connecting deeper and deeper to it. We're always trying to strive for a greater understanding, to put more into it. When a person lives like that, when we're able to live like that, it's the most detrimental thing to the Yetzer Hara. It smashes the Yetzer Hara down and gives us the opportunity to elevate ourselves in holiness. So B'zad Hashem, we should mechazik ourselves in our Torah learning, especially during these weeks of Shovim, like we spoke about. Before we leave, this final departure from this Gullus into our Yetzias Mitzrayim, until our Mashiach, B'zad Hashem, is going to greet us B'karov. We should try a little bit to mechazik ourselves, a little bit more Torah, maybe 5 more minutes a day. For some people, maybe it's a half hour extra a day, but whatever it is, time-wise, it should be quality-wise. We should be really putting everything we have into it. That's the ikkar, even more than quantities, to be doing quality-style learning, to be putting everything we have into our learning, not, you know, getting distracted with our phones, getting distracted because we're sitting in this place where we know our friends are around there, going to a place where we're actually able to focus on our learning and putting our all into it. And that should, and that's chos, it should help us be ma'al ourselves more and more in the realm of Kedusha during these holy weeks of Shovim. Thank you so much for joining. Have an amazing, amazing week.